Our GeoQuiz theme music right there is an arrangement of a traditional song from Mali named Jarabi. It's played here on a number of West African instruments, including a four-stringed lute called an ngoni that's a precursor to the banjo. Now, let's switch to another stringed instrument. This one's called a charango. It looks a little bit like a ukulele. Question for you today is, where does the charango come from? Back in the 1800s, indigenous people in the Andes started making charangos. For the sound box, they used the shell of an armadillo. This charango is all wood, though, and in the capable hands of composer and musician Gustavo Santaolalla. So, name one of the three countries where you'd likely find a charango. We'll give you the answer and hear a bit from an unlikely charanguera in today's global hit. Where might you find a charango? That was the question we asked you in our GeoQuiz today. The charango looks like a ukulele, but it's from South America. You might find one, in fact, in Peru. That's where the instrument's said to have been invented, the body originally formed from the shell of an armadillo. Bolivia also lays claim to the charango, and it's associated with Argentina. So if you answered Peru, Bolivia, or Argentina, you passed the audition. Now, we also found a charango in Iceland. The world's Marco Werman caught up with Icelandic singer-songwriter Olaf Arnolds during a recent stop she made in New York. Before they spoke, Arnolds performed the song Klada on her charango. Se treman vai pedir o cama
Olaf Arnold singing and playing the charango there on a song called Klada, accompanied by David Thor on guitar. You're playing the charango today, which is a South American instrument traditionally made from a dried armadillo shell. Do you have many armadillos in Iceland?
There was one that came to Iceland and I hunted it down and turned it into an instrument. No, this piece is actually from Buenos Aires, I think.
I mean, it shows you have mastered several instruments. In fact, you play seven different pieces on the record. You began your musical studies on classical violin. Has that been a help to the music you make today?
I think that learning violin is very good for singers. But the funny thing with me is that, you know, I'm somewhat between a self-trained musician and then a trained musician.
It occurs to me that there's almost an Asian quality to your music, at least that song, and your voice is like a fairy. Where does this all come from?
It could be the charango, could be the high-pitched voice. I'm not sure. But I hear this sometimes. I hear this often. People hear something Asian in my music. Maybe I just have an Asian string in my heart.
I mean, you seem to dig back to idioms, some that are passé, some unfamiliar, even for, you know, adventurous indie music audiences. There's 60s folk I hear in there, even some ancient sounds, like what sounds perhaps like Icelandic traditional music. Do you find your appeal, say, here in the United States, for example, somewhat odd?
Yes. I would say that, in general, I find my appeal odd. Because I think that my songs I always think of them as strange. I don't really understand them. I'm like, when they come, I'm just like, who are you? What is this? What do you want?
You're a diva, you are strong. Baby, what the hell is wrong? What is wrong with vanity? Why not just embrace it? A pop star is a pop star. Don't go in the crazy car.
Now, this tune, Olaf Arnold's, that you perform on your album, it's called Crazy Car. It seemed like this is a song that didn't come from anywhere. You had something to say here. It's full of advice for a young person, a musician perhaps, who wants to make it big, like yourself maybe. Don't go in the crazy car. Don't go to America. Your friends are here, presumably in Iceland. Are you wary of fame?
It's actually not about wanting to make it. That song is more like an advice to a friend who's a singer and just generally had lost earth connection. When we say a pop star is a pop star, we're actually referring to a boyfriend of that person.
So it's a metaphor I just don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, the thing is, it's just all tongue-in-cheek, like, kind of, it's not very serious. It's just like a, it's more like a joke, you know, and the joke is on her, and it's also on us, because, yeah, you need to elevate your spirit a little bit to be creative, but then at the same time, you have to be careful to keep your earth connection.
Right.
You know, not to fly too close to the sun.
Well, Olav Arnold, it's really great to speak with you. The song you're going to play to take us out now is Surrender. It's featured on your new CD, In Endear Skinny, and you'll be accompanied by David Thor on guitar. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Stream of gold, breathing slowly.
Arnold serenades us. The World's Web editor Stephen Davey joins us now for a quick look at what's happening on theworld.org today.
Well, listeners can see Olav Arnold's performing in a video we posted on the site. Also, stop by and check out Jake Warga's slideshow from his report earlier in the show on combat photography training. Usually, you see guys in fatigues with big guns. Here, they have big cameras.
All right, that's all at theworld.org, which you can get 24/7. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.
I open to only you now. I choose now. I refuse now. I ignore you now. Claim my power. I carry you. I nurture you. Give birth to you again. Feel your heart again. Touch me again. I surrender.